reckon they learned several trade, made me see the world. Moved to the city someday, married a black-haired girl. Somebody somewhere had another plan. Now he's got a rival in his hand, rolling in a bag that wondering how he got this far. All right, welcome back. That's Steve Earle with Rich Man's War from The Revolution Starts Now. Coming up later in the show, we'll be talking with Sabra Williams and Elizabeth Duran from the Actors Gang about the Actors Gang Prison Project. But joining us now is Mathis Chereau from the We Are Not Your Soldiers tour from the World Can't Wait organization. Mathis is a former U.S. Army sergeant who refused deployment to Iraq and she fought it out and got a honorable discharge on that basis, and actually was a great victory for a lot of resistors in the military who refused to stand up and fight, or who refused to be sent off to fight an immoral war. Mathis, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Well, why don't you tell us first off, what is this We Are Not Your Soldiers tour?
Okay, sure. Well, the We Are Not Your Soldiers tour, first of all, I guess in its conception, identified the fact that as far as high school students are concerned, military recruiters have gained an unfettered level of access directly to our nation's youth. This is in great part because of the No Child Left Behind Act, which mandated that any public school who wanted to draw funding from the federal government had to turn over all their students' information to recruiters. We see this as an extraordinarily unfair and even dishonest tactic by the military and the government to recruit young people without giving them a real perspective of both sides. And most young people have had some contact with recruiters with the message of the military being a place to attain manhood or benefits or serve your country or whatever, but they've never been exposed to the opposite side of that argument, which is more the We Are Not Your Soldiers and the Iraq Veterans Against the War argument of, look, the military is a horrible experience. It is torture. Here are firsthand stories from soldiers and veterans and from all services about their experiences, which were extraordinarily different than what they were told by their recruiters. So it's a project to really not only inform young people about the realities of military service that they are not receiving from recruiters, but also to organize them into some type of resistance movement against these recruiters who do have unfettered access to their campuses according to the law and will only leave when there is resistance being faced at the school.
Well, now, you go to schools. Do you go to high schools and colleges?
We do. It's a tour primarily focused on high school students as they are primarily the victims of these recruiters. College students we certainly talk to as well to inform about the issues and the reality of the experiences and certainly discourage people at the university level from joining the military. But as far as the recruiters are concerned, their primary, target audience is high school students. So we are going to that place to try and shut down their conveyor belt of people they're forcing into situations like what we've been sharing with students and classrooms, events such as what were depicted in the WikiLeaks video, where we see U.S. soldiers opening fire on civilians. And all of this information really helps both high school students and college students, A, to understand the realities of what's going on, and B, understand why they have no business supporting the wars or the military.
What kind of response do you get to showing the WikiLeaks video?
Well, it's shocking. It's absolutely shocking to most. We spoke in 7 different classrooms yesterday, and every single classroom leading up to watching this video, said things like, yeah, we play, military-type video games all the time. We play, helicopter simulator video games. And so you would think that this would yield a sense of desensitization. However, when we shared this video, every single class responded with nothing short of shock and awe. And it's even further, I think, impactful for them to have somebody like myself, a veteran, say, you know, this is very shocking to you. I understand that, but this is not shocking to me, and this is not shocking to veterans, and this is not shocking to active duty troops, and that is a shocking problem.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. What's the biggest question that you get? Some of the biggest questions that you get from these high school kids? Because I can imagine. I mean, look, I know when my son graduated from high school, and right before he graduated, there was a career night, and my wife and I went to the career night, and it was a high school that was mainly immigrants and mainly poor people, and so not only was it mainly the military, I think there were two junior colleges that showed up, and then the others was the military, but actually it was the Marines and the Army, and because the Navy and the Air Force considered these students to be not worth their bother, so it's just get the grunts in the Marines and the Army. And, it's something that hammers at people all the time. And I was reading a report that you did, I guess it was on the World Can't Wait website, about being at one high school where the students, as they were talking with you, or right after they spoke with you, went out and they were confronted by a wall of 15 recruiters outside the high school. You know, what you think, if people don't understand that the way that the military and the system is preying on these high school youth to get them to be the sort of the meat to carry out their wars and to be killed. But mainly, this whole point about we're going to rape the world and you're going to be the rapist. What kind of, it's something you're really going up against something in relation to that, because then the recruiters do come in and you guys, and I should tell people that Mathis Shiro is also on the board of directors of Iraq Veterans Against the War, and you guys put out a flyer or a pamphlet. The World Can't Wait put out this flyer and pamphlet that was talking about what they actually are doing there. And Iraq Veterans Against the War put out a flyer or a statement, a page that said the lies that the recruiters tell you. And this is what they tell these kids, like you're saying, that you're going to get training, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. We can promise you won't go to Iraq or Afghanistan. You won't be carrying out this. You won't be in any danger. You won't be carrying out, war crimes against humanity in other countries. You won't be meeting interesting people and killing them. So you come in there and then you confront these kids with the truth. What are the questions that they have for you?
Well, it's very interesting. The initial questions, I think, line up very closely with a lot of the misinformation they're fed to by recruiters. Usually when we first walk into a class, the first questions involve, well, what's the military life really like? What are the benefits? Do they really pay for college? Do they really pay for this or that? So initially they're primarily focused on like quality of life issues and what kind of benefits the military may or may not actually give them. And of course we respond honestly to that, but as these presentations go on and we really get into the meat and potatoes of what it is to serve in the military, from murder, rape, torture, and war, to the experiences, the dehumanizing experiences soldiers go through, the things they do to others, even issues we've been talking about the fact that 1 in 3 women in the military get raped and 1 in 2 get sexually assaulted. After we share this information, the questions radically shift from being based around benefits and what can the military do to me, to really questions of how can soldiers do these things? What is the process that they go through that allows them to do things like target civilians in Iraq, to, shoot children and then blame it on the Iraqis for bringing their kids into a combat zone, despite the fact that we brought the combat zone to them. As we go through these presentations, the young people definitely hear the experiences of myself and other veterans on the tour, and it really shifts them to the point where I think just about every response that we got from every single class that we went to yesterday was, I am not going to join the military no matter what.
Hmm.
And this is encouraging. We have such an intelligent young generation of youth coming up in this country who are not only book smart, but who are street smart. However, they've been deprived of reality when it comes to the military. They've been fed a romantic lie, and when that lie is exposed to them as dishonest, they rapidly readjust their stances, and further, many seem to have been radicalized and extremely passionate about the idea of getting involved in a resistance movement, not just refusing to join the military, but actually getting involved in resisting the military. And that's part one of the reasons why this tour specifically is so very powerful, because we're not just trying to keep kids out of the military. we're trying to impart to them that they bear responsibility for these wars as well, and not joining the military isn't enough. That if they really oppose what's going on, then they need to get involved, and they need to talk to their friends, and they need to confront recruiters, and they need to push this message forward. You know, it's so interesting. We were talking to them yesterday about the average age of people in Afghanistan, of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. It's 19, and it really shocked people when I looked at them, because a lot of them thought, you know, these wars really aren't relevant to us. You know, I was so young when September 11th happened, and so on and so forth. But when you make the point that, look, the average age of a soldier in Afghanistan is 19, when this war started, they were 10. They were 10 years old. These young people really grab a hold of that and understand that endless war affects everybody and will not stop until we resist it.
Now, you were talking, I mean, really important points here, and one thing I'd like to, as we get ready to wind this down, one of the things I wanted to ask you is, you talked about this point about a big part of your tour is to actually generate resistance to the military and to the military recruiters. Have you seen any of that develop?
I have seen it spontaneously develop. It is incredibly powerful, especially for me as a veteran who does feel traumatized by what I went through, to see that IA can be understood by young people as the military told me I never would be, is very powerful. And then to see a spontaneous spirit of resistance ignite within them. It was the first class that we did on this specific leg of the tour. We were up in San Francisco. And after the first half of the presentation, actually, a couple of students went up the hall and pulled a recruiting poster off the wall and came back to class. And at the beginning of the second half, tore that recruiting poster up in front of everybody. And this resulted in an eruption of excitement and applause from the students who are ready to put themselves out there for justice.
All right, Matt, that's a very good way to end this segment of the show. Really, really, really important. Now, you're going to be up at the UC Santa Barbara tonight from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Multicultural Center Theater on the campus of UC Santa Barbara. And your tour is going for people who are in other parts of the country. How can they get hold of you and find out about bringing the tour to where they are?
Well, they can contact the World Can't Wait. They can check out worldcantwait.org. This tour has been around, I think, almost the entire country, countless states, and we continue to try and organize events locally, even when we can't do a broader, national tour. And we have a lot of requests coming in for this, and we're happy to see more requests coming in, and we're happy to fill those requests, because these are messages that the young people are not getting. They're not getting it from their teachers. They're not getting it from the recruiters. They're not getting it from the media. And at least I feel, as a veteran of these war crimes, that it's a responsibility to reach as many of them as possible. So if people want this tour at their schools, they should contact the World Can't Wait and request it, and we will make that happen.
All right, Mathis, thank you very much, and keep up the work, man. It's extremely important. I can't emphasize that too much.
Okay, right before I go, I'm going to actually leave a number, too. If people would like to call 347-385-2195, that is the direct line to the We Are Not Your Soldiers tour. And we can begin.
Okay, give it again slowly.
347-385-2195. And we are happy to hear from any and all people who are interested in bringing this tour to their school.
Okay, Mathis Chereau from the World Can't Wait's Project We Are Not Your Soldiers tour, and a member of the board of directors of Iraq Veterans Against the War. Mathis, thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much.
Okay, take care now. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with people from the Actors Gang talking about the Actors Gang Prison Project.